Hello, and welcome to Inside the Euros. I'm Rick Sharma, and this is your roundup of the day's Euro 2020 news and action. Chris, I love you. Not my words, but the words of Romelu Lukaku, dedicating his goal against Russia to Inter Milan teammate Christian Eriksen on Saturday night. Eriksen collapsed near the end of the first half of Denmark's game against Finland. He needed CPR on the pitch and was taken to a nearby hospital. Thankfully, he stabilised. That game was 0-0 at the time and it looked like it would be postponed or cancelled. But Eriksen, awake, spoke to his teammates and he wanted them to continue, which they did. I don't know if in these situations it should be left for the players to decide these things, but they did play on and their opponents, Finland, won a historic 1-0 victory in Copenhagen. Elsewhere, in Group B, Belgium thrashed Russia 3-0 with a brace from Romelu Lukaku. And earlier in the day, which now seems such a long time ago, Wales drew 1-1 with Switzerland in Group A. We have to start with Denmark-Finland, of course. I think everyone's got different views on what happened, whether TV coverage should have been so prolonged, showing images of Eriksen's wife crying and being consoled after he collapsed, or even whether the game should have been restarted or not. But one thing I think everyone can agree with is that we're happy Eriksen is on the mend. It was a terrible hour or two while we were waiting for news about him, and complete credit to his teammates who gathered around Eriksen to shield him as he received medical treatment. Simon Kjær, especially the captain of Denmark, who put him in the right position to avoid swallowing his tongue when he was down prone on the grass and getting ready for the CPR which he received. And he also comforted Eriksen's wife on the sidelines. Until that point in the game, it had been all Denmark, with Finland goalkeeper Lukas Radecki making several good saves to keep the hosts at bay. And after the long delay, when the good news finally came that Eriksen was awake, he was conscious and he was even speaking, the teams ended up playing the 4 minutes remaining in the first half. They had a 5 minute half time and they played the second half. In football terms, Denmark was still on top, but it was Finland's Joel Pohjanpalo who scored the first goal of the game and the only goal of the game, in fact, a powerful header. It was straight at Kasper Schmeichel. It was a mistake from the Leicester goalkeeper, but honestly, given the situation, it's hard to criticise him too much. And the same goes for Pierre-Emil Højbjerg, who missed a penalty for Denmark later on, a soft one, but well saved by Radecki. UEFA gave Eriksen the Man of the Match award. You can see why, but in terms of merit, it would have gone to Radecki in a normal match because he was absolutely outstanding. And credit to Dave on this pod, who made a rogue call at Finland getting through the group. And this was, in those terms, in football terms, a perfect start for them. It should be stated that at the time the game was decided to play on, UEFA put out a statement saying that the players on both teams wanted the game to continue. Later, there's been a little bit more clarification of the process of events, and it seems like Kasper Hjulmand, the Denmark manager, was saying that his team really only had a choice of playing tonight or playing tomorrow at midday, which would be Sunday at midday. And I mean, that to me doesn't seem like much of a choice. And the Denmark players decided to play tonight after Eriksen managed to speak to them from hospital on FaceTime. And he wanted them to play on, apparently. So they did, and it was a tough second half for them. Moving on to Belgium, and after what happened in the Denmark game, I have to be honest, it was hard to fully concentrate on this one. Belgium took the knee at the start of the game and were booed by Russian fans in St. Petersburg with idiocy clearly not just reserved for a section of England supporters. So it was fantastic to see Romelu Lukaku open the scoring. He's an amazing striker, Lukaku, and he's developed a lot with Antonio Conte in Italy with Inter, and I'm sure working with Thierry Henry with Belgium has helped too. And Lukaku dedicated his goal, as we mentioned earlier, to his Inter teammate Christian Eriksen, which was a lovely moment. Thomas Meunier on as a first-half sub for Castagnier, who suffered a head bump, scored the second goal, and apparently that was the first goal netted by a first-half substitute in Euros history. So a little stat for you there. And Lukaku got the third goal late on, this time with his right foot, making a great start in his quest for the Golden Boot. And another thing of note was Eden Hazard coming off the bench for the final 20 minutes. And he had a couple of bright moments for Belgium. It'd be important if he can get fit, because I think there is a place for him in that team if he is close to his best. Great result for Belgium, all things considered, especially with De Bruyne and Witzel still out injured. The first game of the day saw Wales take on Switzerland in 30-degree heat in Baku. I noticed that Wales keeper Danny Ward hadn't played a league game for 4 years as a Leicester reserve, but he had a solid match actually. He made some good saves. Dan James started well for the Welsh, maybe their best player, but it was Switzerland who took the lead with Breel and Bolo putting them ahead early in the second half. Good performance from him. Switzerland weren't particularly bold and brave when they had the lead though. They took off Shaqiri for Zakaria to try and preserve that slim advantage, and Wales capitalised on that. And their head boy, Kiefer Moore, nodded in from a set-piece routine. He had a bandage around his head. It was kind of an iconic image, at least for Wales fans, as he headed in the equaliser. The fans wanted him in the team, and Rob Page delivered that. Moore used to be a lifeguard, and he certainly kept Wales afloat here. There was a late goal for Gavranovic. Gavranovic even ruled out by VAR. I mean, Switzerland probably deserved the win on the balance of play, but they weren't brave, as I said, once they went ahead and ultimately paid the price for that. That's it for tonight. It really was a day where football became a matter of life and death, and thankfully Christian Eriksen is making a recovery. Best wishes to him from everyone at Inside the Euros pod. Sunday's games see England face Croatia in Group D, followed by Group C clashes between Austria and North Macedonia, and the Netherlands against Ukraine. We'll be back on Monday for a full pod analysing all of that and anything else going on at the Euros.